With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Mana and an Easy Income, and it's income insurance for an entire year. Parshat the Man you'll find in Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 to 36. It's part of the Torah portion, B'Shalach, and it's the account of the manna falling from heaven, the heaven-sent bread, the sustenance that Hashem fed the children of Israel during the 40 years that they wandered in the desert. The special attribute of Parshat Haman is that it unlocks the secret of an easy income. Hashem gives us free choice as to how we'll receive our income. If we choose to incorporate Emunah, the pure and steadfast belief in Hashem and our efforts to earn our daily bread, then we're assured an easy income. But if we seek our income without Emunah, heaven forbid, and we opt for a life of wage slavery, then Hashem allows us to seek money in natural means. That's trouble. Because that way, especially with the economic situation what it is today, puts a person in a bind. Without Hashem, heaven forbid, a person is at the mercy of numerous cruel factors in a cold and cutthroat world, such as inflation, tight job market, layoffs, pandemics, competition, dishonest employers, clients that don't pay their bills, breakdowns, you name it, it's a long list. Parshat Haman begins with Hashem telling Moses, I shall rain upon you food from heaven. Let the people go out and gather each day's daily portion so that I can test them whether they will follow my Torah or not. Hashem gives the children of Israel a lesson in Emunah, a lesson in trust, what we call bitachon in Hebrew. Rashi explains that if the people will trust Hashem and live according to his commandments, then they'll have their daily bread effortlessly like princes in a royal palace. Our sages teach us that a person with Emunah and bitachon, complete belief and trust in Hashem, who has so much faith in Hashem to the extent that he believes that his daily bread will be delivered to his doorstep, just like the manna was, he'll have an easy and effortless income. They'll be able to channel almost all his energies into serving Hashem and learning Torah rather than chasing after a dollar. At this point, many people are doubtful. They can't believe in anything other than the might of their right hand or the sweat of their brow. But when a human being depends on himself, he has nothing other than a wobbly reed to lean on, because even the slightest one-celled virus can totally incapacitate him, and that's the lesson of Corona. If we look at the world, even with slightly spiritual eyes, we see that we're totally dependent on Hashem. If a person thinks that he or she is dependent on their own strengths and abilities, then spiritually, they're on the level of an ox pulling a plow. Physically and emotionally, their lives will be just as difficult. Our sages teach that Hashem provides an easy livelihood for those who trust in him. Trusting in Hashem means that we also do what Hashem wants us to do, such as observing the Shabbat and dealing fairly with other people. Many people think that they can make a living doing shtick and trying to generate income with dishonest dealings and going against Hashem's will. Ultimately, they end up losing what they have with breakdowns, sicknesses, and even jail sentences, all sorts of mishaps. We should be praying every day that Hashem should strengthen our emunah and attain the level of bitachon, where we can learn Torah and work less. Ask Hashem all the time, Hashem, help me strengthen my emunah, help me strengthen my bitachon, so that we too can experience the wonderful feeling of an income just as pleasurable as gathering heaven-sent bread. Amen. God bless.